I found them camped out in one of Brasilia's main parks, several dozen anti-government protesters, the hardcore vanguard, if you like, of a movement that has lately brought thousands onto the streets here. They've long been demanding that President Dilma Rousseff be removed from office. Now, with the president facing impeachment proceedings in the country's parliament, these people believe their moment has come.
The president doesn't have legitimacy to rule the country because the people don't want it. They don't like Dilma Rousseff because Dilma Rousseff lies. She's like a mobster. We want impeachment.
But the fact is that Dilma Rousseff was democratically elected in this country, and she says she's got two more years of her term left to run.
But we don't believe in the vote machines, you know, the electronic stuff.
So hold on, you think that the election was stolen last time? You don't think she was fairly elected?
Yeah, she wasn't fairly elected.
This is not government. This is a criminal gang. Only need power, not help the people, not help anyone, the health, the economy, nothing. Everything they can stole, they do it because it's criminal gang.
There was certainly a more positive mood at the camp set up to defend President Dilma Rousseff. She may be facing possible impeachment, but the hundreds of supporters who've gathered here seem to be in a proper Brazilian carnival mood. There are dozens of organisations represented here. Trade unions, fighters for the rights of rural labourers, some environmentalists. These people revere President Dilma Rousseff and her predecessor, President Lula. To them, they represented a decisive break with his country's past of military rule. And as they see it, the domination of big business. It was clearly with huge pride that 19-year-old Kelvin showed me round the camp.
Here we have the food, the people make food from all parts of Brazil. People bring that food and our donations for helping the encampment.
I've got to say, it does all look very well organized.
Yes, we are trying to be very organized because the people need it, you know. We are workers for all places of Brazil, and we know that President Dilma tried to make a lot of difference for us, and we will go to the streets for defend this government.
But the reason the opposition say they want to impeach the president is simply that she and her party are accused of all sorts of crimes, corruption, cheating in the election.
The impeachment process, it's because Dilma take the money off the banks, make the rich pay more tax, you know, and give for the poor. That's not a crime, that's justice.
Brazil is deeply divided between those who want to see the president impeached and those who are determined that she remains in office. And that division now has a physical manifestation because outside the parliament building here, they've built a great big concrete wall designed to keep rival protesters apart. Now, Brasilia is a city known for its modernist architecture. There is a lot of concrete around, but there's no way around it. This really is just an ugly series of slabs. And as far as some people are concerned, this ugly construction really just reflects an ugly situation in the country.
We expect on Sunday that there will be at least 300,000 people here in Brasilia. We're going to have a large contingent of police forces and even what we call our national security force trying to keep order between these two groups. There may be a violent reaction.
David Fleischer is Emeritus Professor of Political Science at Brasilia University. Originally from the US, he's been living here for the past four decades. And he thinks this time the president will be brought down by an impeachment motion.
She's lost the support of most of the political parties in her coalition, mainly because the deputies are being pressured from their home states by voters and also by those who might finance or help finance their re-election in 2018. Is pressure to impeach.
While all this is going on, the economy of Brazil is in a terrible state. I mean, high inflation, high unemployment. You've got the Zika virus threatening a major health crisis. And you've got the Olympics coming here, which was supposed to be the moment when Brazil would shine. How able is Brazil to carry on with the day-to-day running of the country when there's so much political turmoil?
Brazilians are fairly accustomed to having political turmoil. We have it almost every day. A lot of clash and conflict between and among politicians. So Brazilians are always saying, well, tell me, what else is new?
E fantasma ambulante é aquele que não tem opinião.
Inside Brazil's parliament today, deputies were debating the impeachment motion prior to Sunday's vote. There are more than 24 different political parties in the parliament, and so there's plenty of last-minute wheeling and dealing going on to win over those that are wavering. Meanwhile, over at Brazil's upper house, I found Senator Humberto Costas in a maudlin and disarmingly frank frame of mind. Costas is a veteran member of the ruling Workers' Party, once the party's leader. And he didn't deny that something had gone seriously wrong when it came to the party's finances. He just said they were merely going along with the normal method of raising campaign cash.
The problem of corruption is not a problem of just one party. It's a problem of our political system. We recognize that our party, the Workers' Party, made many mistakes. Our big mistake, our great mistake, was not to adopt another way of financing electoral campaigns.
That sounds to me like you're effectively admitting that your party was financing your election campaign corruptly, but you're saying that all the other parties did so as well.
Yes, we have to investigate everything and everybody. It can't change. I believe in my country. I have to believe.